Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
When you think of Imelda Marcos, what comes to mind? For many, the answer is shoes, lots of shoes. But the extravagant widow of the ousted Philippine president, Ferdinand Marcos, makes musician David Byrne think of disco. Power. Byrne is fusing both in a new musical about the rise and fall of Imelda Marcos. It's called Here Lies Love, and Byrne is staging the first workshop performances in North Adams this week as part of the Williamstown Theater Festival. WBUR's Andrea Shea stopped by and has this story.
Hey, actors, I'm going to call out your name and say hello to me here.
It's tech rehearsal in a big performance space at the Massachusetts Museum of Contemporary Art. The director and 12 Filipino-American actors are all connected through lavalier mics as the crew tweaks the lighting and sound.
With my heart and with my skin.
Let's hold, let's go back. We need to be in the right light cue. Thanks.
This is a big moment for musician David Byrne. The ideas behind his first musical have been bumping around in his head for a long time.
For years I'd thought, I'm not alone in this, that the kind of world that a powerful person builds around themselves, whether in politics or other areas, it becomes this little world unto itself, as they create a little bubble.
But Byrne kept those thoughts to himself until he started reading about Imelda Marcos and discovered she loved going to discos.
She had a mirror ball installed in her New York townhouse. There's not many of us can make that claim. And she had the roof of the palace in Manila converted into like a music club. I thought, wow, here's somebody who lives in one of those bubble worlds who brings their own soundtrack.
Byrne set out to create a throbbing disco-infused theatrical experience based on Imelda Marcos' life. He read biographies and watched news footage.
I made notes of things that they said in interviews, things that they wrote, quotations they gave, this kind of thing, which were really useful. Sometimes, though, more than sometimes, many times those found their way into the lyrics.
The title comes from a documentary in which Mrs. Marcos said,
everything she's done for love, and that on her tombstone she wanted to say, here lies love, and don't put my name, just put here lies love. And she was, you know, making a little sound bite there, but I thought, wow.
But a disco musical about the over-the-top wife of a fallen dictator was not an easy sell. Byrne says New York producers didn't get it and didn't want it. So he recorded this concept CD 2 years ago as kind of a demo. DJ Fatboy Slims helped fashion some clubby beats. And singers including Florence Welsh got on board. Oscar Eustace at the Public Theater heard it and suggested Byrne take his idea to risk-taking director Alex Timbers. He turned the seventh president of the United States into an emo rock star in last year's Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson. But even Timbers was wary that Byrne's musical could be a kitschy send-up of Imelda's shoe fetish, or worse.
I think a danger whenever you're dealing with something like a kind of Evita-like subject is a self-seriousness that is destructive, and I think this embraces the kind of irreverence of the concept of the project.
But Timbers and Byrne insist they're not making fun of Imelda Marcos. In fact, they want the audience to connect with her. But how do you make someone who abused her position of power so blatantly into a sympathetic character?
Tricky question. If you hate the lead character from the beginning, if you despise her, which a lot of the audience is going to come in not positively inclined to this person, if this is successful, you find yourself in this kind of quasi-uncomfortable position of empathizing with the wife of a dictator, and at the same time going, I am not going to sympathize with this person.
And that's the tension they're looking for, says Alex Timbers.
We're not trying to glorify Imelda Marcos. I think it's important to try to understand the politics of power and the kind of pathology behind someone who would so sort of desperately seek and manipulate power. But I don't think she's the one that your heart breaks for at the end of the show.
He says the only way to find out who that person is would be to try to see the show this week at the Williamstown Theater Festival, or wait until Alex Timbers and David Byrne take it to New York's Public Theater in the spring, after many more hours of tweaking.
Why don't you love me?
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Here Lies Love, David Byrne's new musical, will be staged at Mass MoCA, the Massachusetts Museum of Contemporary Art in North Adams, through Sunday as part of the Williamstown Theater Festival.
What more could I do? I'm broken inside. I rose each morning, worked way past midnight. Exhausted, exhausted.